I think over here, again, it's one of those things where I've had this debate with people in recent times. And I think, you know, the simple answer would be if you agree with, you know, vote for the party whose policies you agree with rather than, you know, sort of voting for a name. Because if you want to see certain things happening, then you have to vote for the people that say they will make that happen. So I'm not really sure what the strategy is to vote for Labour. I mean, if you're doing it only as a mechanism to not have the Conservatives come up, then, you know, if everybody thinks that way, then we'll never really, you know, we'll never really see change. Because is Labour really going to affect the change that they say? I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, I think the simple answer is, you know, go to, you know, vote for policies, you know, sort of like just Google that and see, and it actually sort of gives you, rather than giving you the parties, it gives you a list of statements that says, you know, which policies do you support? And at the end of it, I would say, you know, go with that party because you're not, you know, you do you actually know what the policies are that you're interested in? So I mean, I don't think we should be thinking about strategies. I think that's something we should leave to the politicians. It's their job to come up with strategies to win or lose. What we need as a public is just to find out, you know, who is it from these different parties that are promising the things that we'd like to see happening.